First off, what have you heard about any additional damage to the hotel?
As somebody who has gone after a lot of unscrupulous landlords, this is just a tactic that I'm assuming that the owner will use in court. Look, the Grand Hotel is abandoned. Whether the city of Buffalo uses that word, it actually is abandoned. And the owner refuses to get concrete plans to actually move this and put it up to productive use. But that's the state of this building. It's been in derelict condition, whether it has spray paint on it or not. And whether the city of Buffalo is using its measures within its charter to seek it through abandonment. We need the property owner to maintain the building and be there to, not only to provide security, but for the upkeep for downtown Buffalo and its neighbors. And the fact is that, you know, I have done this quite some time. And you know, just because the municipality is taking a legal action through abandonment, a lot of these court proceedings take a lot of time. And oftentimes you invoke it is when you know the owner does not have the capacity or the revenue or, quite frankly, the integrity to be able to take these long structures out of vacant use and into a productive one. And so we know that Mr. Stinson isn't going to be able to bring these up to productive use and that we're going to have to take measures through the courts and through our city charter to eventually move it into the city portfolio so that it will one day be up to productive use.
The city has been trying to take over the building, the hotel building. It's been a couple of months. Have there been any snags in the city trying to take possession? Does the process normally take this long?
It does. The court process to hold landlords accountable is very hard. And I'm a frequent flyer in housing court trying to hold bad landlords accountable. And so the city can write it up and then take the procedures within our charter that state that the structure is abandoned. And then ultimately it's up to the courts to make that decision. And then we find our ways through appeals. The goal, you know, to do that is worthwhile if we know that we have huge structures with landlords that are not going to do the right thing and to either sell it or put it up to productive use. So it's not ideal in expediting, trying to take the property away from Mr. Stinson, but these are the procedures we have to utilize to get some movement on these structures.
And what is the timetable as far as going to housing court to have the city take over the Grand Hotel building from Harry Stinson?
Depending on the level of appeals or the defense that Mr. Stinson provides, it'll be, you know, up to the court system and on the court docket. So I'm assuming from my past experience of doing and seeking eminent domain, abandonment, and ultimately housing court measures, that it'll probably take at least into the months of 3 to 6 months to see movement on this from the courts.
In your mind, is there any chance that Harry Stinson can improve the Buffalo Grand Hotel to the point where Buffalo backs off?
You know, when you're looking at the sheer magnitude of that structure and what it would need for a hotel to bring it back up to productive use and the state of lending and liquidity and, you know, Mr. Stinson's capacity to actually be able to develop this, I don't see that it's feasible. I mean, I've heard every excuse under the sun, and, you know, you got to come up with a plan and show the resources to be able to do it. And, you know, the reason why the city has invoked and taken the route from abandonment within our charter to use that protocol is that we know that it's a smoke and mirrors and that the operator will not be able to truly have the capacity to redevelop it. And we cannot allow it to languish for 5, 6, 7, 10 years, thinking, you know, what are we going to do here? And then kind of operating just through hearing what the developer has to say through the press. You got to demonstrate a real plan, feasibility, and bring in partners for redevelopment. We can't just take promises and dodging real questions to demonstrate that this is a reality.